Welcome to another episode of I'm Not Famous, House Arrest Edition. Yeah. We're here at Muse Comics and Games in Colorado Springs again for another wonderful episode. And we're joined by Shannon, and I already forgot the last
day. It's the end of the day.
This is water. I swear this is water. I swear.
You swear.
I swear. I just poured the water bottle. So we're here with Shannon.
Vodka.
Yeah. And your cosplay name is?
Split Screen Cosplay.
Split Screen Cosplay.
Yeah.
And you focus on makeup, and it looks like some armor builds and everything, too. So
yeah.
Awesome. Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Do I have to introduce you?
No, because I'm not famous.
Okay.
No one's here to see me.
Okay.
So we'll keep going right in our right going. Right
I'm not famous right now.
So the first words probably said... when this episode opens is I was on house arrest too. So go on, tell us the story.
Yeah.
If you want, only if you want.
Totally.
I mean, you're already in slippers. We're getting comfy.
I know.
we're getting comfy.
I wanted to try from the waist up and then waist down. I was like, I don't care.
But why should a camera go anywhere from like waist up? I feel like every camera, selfies, Apple 10 or Apple X should be waist up. No one wants to see below the waist.
Apple 10 and Apple X. What? What did you say?
An Apple
the
10?
iPhone. The iPhone 10, iPhone X.
What you know about what those? Do they
taking photos. Every camera should be waist up, man.
They're also the same phone.
There's sure.
Not only the same Depending. Phone, they're only one. You used one example.
I would say like all cameras should be waist up.
Okay. In normal clothes.
In normal clothes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Some people
when you
make
look cool,
costumes.
Then you can do full. But if you don't look cool that day, then only do
some
waist
people
up.
Bedazzle their jeans. They
I
want
don't get
that
it, man.
Photo.
Like, just chest up. Every photo should be chest up, in
Look,
my opinion.
My legs are the best looking part of my body. I need to get those in camera here.
Oh,
and the shoes.
Right
gotcha.
Oh, the shoes. Listen,
let's be honest. No one's looking at us in this entire whole episode. So we'll get right into Shannon.
Yeah.
What are you dressed up as today?
Drogon from Game of Thrones, so the Red Dragon.
The
Since
Red
you
Dragon.
Were like, I don't know what.
I don't know about dragons. Like, everybody else is going to know, but like, I'm for the one audience member, like, I don't watch Game of Thrones.
So last night we were playing a game, and he had a question named three Game of Thrones characters, and he goes, Tyrion Lannister.
And that was it.
That was it.
The only character.
I also had five seconds.
The character that drinks.
When you have that time pressure, it's a little.
He's also like the little person, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, that's me. See, I feel like. Listen, I know Odd Job from my.
You know all the
Golden Eye. Like I know like the little people in all movies. That's my thing. You should body paint me as like Odd Job right now or
Pikachu, Danny or DeVito Pikachu.
They
as
all
Jeff
want
wants.
Pikachu, so
that's what they want.
We'll have to do what the people want.
So actually, tell us about the makeup because it sounds like you got an awesome opportunity coming up this year. You're gonna go work on a film called Mountain of Fire.
Yes.
Which appropriately, you're dressed as a dragon right now.
Yeah.
We're talking about this.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to hear more about this Mountain of Fire
because
the title sold me alone already. Like I'm ready to see it.
Yeah, so it's actually about my dad, his life story. So the Warner Brothers picked it up, and I was only hired. They were like, we don't just let stupid people on here just because you know the guy that the movie's about. So I had to like send in my portfolio and all the things, and then I got hired to do makeup on it.
Awesome.
So yeah, so my dad looks, he does Indiana Jones stuff. That's like what he does, and he's written books about it. So he snuck into like the Middle East and looked for like Noah's Ark and Mount Sinai and all that stuff.
So your dad is Indiana Jones. Like
yeah.
When you said he does Indiana Jones stuff, I'm like, okay, cool, he worked on those movies. No, he's Indiana Jones. He is Indiana Jones.
So he snuck into Saudi Arabia, like forged the signature of the prince. This was in like 2000. And
this is getting crazy.
And like
Jeff did not pre-warn us for any of this stuff.
I feel like you're being very serious right now, dressed as a dragon. So it's very difficult for me to be like, Dad's Indiana Jones. Because I'm thinking like the Holy Grail kind of stuff.
Like only on I'm Not Famous does a dragon tell us that her dad
exactly.
is Indiana Jones.
That's why I'm here.
And she gets to go work on the movie about him.
But what Mountain of Fire, because this is also a question I lost out on. Because I said a book anthem was called Game of Thrones, and I was wrong. I didn't know it wasn't called Game of Thrones.
Song of Ice and Fire.
That's what it is, right?
Yeah.
So is this movie like a fantasy or is it like a documentary? What is this movie about that you're going to be a part of? Or
Indiana
can you
Jones.
Even say?
Oh, I
no,
can...
like the Mountain of Fire, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I can say a little bit about it just because it is based off of a true story.
Okay.
So it is like nonfiction. I always mix those two up because it's like whatever. But he looked for Mount Sinai.
Okay.
And that was like his big thing and like his most dangerous thing. And so he snuck into Saudi Arabia, they hid this mountain like 50 miles out. Nobody can be around it. It's this one singular mountain with a fence around it. Like, why would they just have one mountain middle of nowhere? So we snuck under the fence with like guard dogs. Like, there's so many things where they're like, why is this not a movie? Because like, he got captured by Bedouins on the way out thinking he was a Jewish spy. And then they like tied them up, him and his friend. And they pretended to be doctors and said, oh, we'll just give you, because these guys only drink like camel pee, because they like live in the middle of the desert, like they don't know anything to do with anything. So it gave them like really heavy sleeping pills, and then they all fell asleep and they stole the truck back. So like the weirdest stuff has happened when specifically looking for this one location. So him and his, for a really long time, the book came out, and for like 7 years they wanted to make a movie. And they've progressively built it up to this point.
I'm so mad. I really want to see
it.
Just
come to the red carpet with me.
Yes. That's the invite. It's captured. I'm going.
Document.
What am I dressing up as? What is my costume?
We already said.
The camel.
DeVito Pikachu.
The Pikachu.
Dude, I'm still waiting. This is like, I want to play this camel up.
Camel up?
I feel like it's.
This is relevant right now. It's more
than
ever relevant.
It is relevant right now. We've been talking about this.
The game is actually also based on her dad. He rode a camel out of there.
Because I want the drawn-in mustache of whoever that dude is.
I do like the little angry mustache.
We can just put you in the background of the movie.
Like, is that game in frame?
It takes place in a desert.
John.
Okay, we'll have to pull it in
frame. You want to play a camel or the guy that holds the camel?
Whatever gets me over there and gets me the script where I can read the entire thing. Because I really want to know what's happening right now.
Yeah.
Because that's only a cool movie. But it's real.
Yes.
This happened.
All of this did happen.
Done.
But the guy who wrote National Treasure is a part of it. And so they are going to make it the adventure-y.
So Nick Cage is in.
So
I wish. But there are four guys lined up to play my dad, and one of them I want really bad. There's Mark Wahlberg, Chris Pratt, Gerard Butler, and Jeremy Renner, who gets to say
those four names are lined up to play my dad?
I'm going
to
say, isn't he like a bald ginger? Shouldn't you go like more realistic?
Ready to be in the movie?
No, give me more chance to play with the makeup.
Yeah.
So you said there's four, you wanted one of them. Which one?
I want Chris Pratt. But like, that's kind of, but then.
You like everywhere Chris right Pratt. Now, though.
That's true. Well, Mark Wahlberg would also be.
Can we get Gerard Butler back in there, though?
No.
Like, I want him back in the
spot.
You don't
gone.
Like Gerard Butler?
He went too far. He went too far.
Too far on what?
On everything. He had like missionary like movie like at one point with whatever. No, he's done.
What are you talking about?
Gerard Butler.
I know we're talking about Gerard
down.
Butler.
Did it really?
Yeah, in the fires. His house burned down.
I'm sorry.
How do you feel now?
I don't feel bad at all. No, I'm saying like...
I'm sure he had insurance.
One of the last movies he was in was where he was playing like a missionary with like a... the machine gun missionary or whatever it was. I promise you.
Machine gun preacher?
Yes, that movie. That was Gerard Butler.
That sounds... Okay. I don't know what that is, but it sounds like it would
first
be...
First of all...
It
would be bad, right?
It does not sound
first
good.
First of all, shouldn't all preachers have machine guns?
I'm just saying, like, Chris Pratt should be in everything.
I mean, my dad had a machine gun the whole time he was over there. And
see?
Gerard
Butler's already rehearsed
for this role.
He has a ministry thing?
My dad...
He's already rehearsed.
But he's also, like, Scottish or whatever.
Looks for, like, the Christian stuff specifically. Okay. So then he's also had a machine gun every time he goes over there.
So what were bedtime stories like at your house when you were younger?
All of the
like,
hey,
crazy awesome stories.
I just came back and I was arrested and they didn't let me out and they held a gun to my head. Isn't that
actually
fun?
That's gotta be horrifying for a little kid to hear that stuff.
Yeah,
though, at that time.
Yeah.
Now you're like, this is awesome. They're making a movie. But
I mean,
at that
he
time,
had
like,
documentation too, like secret cameras of like, look at this guy. He's the one that pulled a gun to my head. I'm like, cool, thanks.
Thanks,
love
Dad.
That.
Thanks, Dad. Next time you leave, I'm going to cry.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
But if he flies in Saudi Arabia now, I believe he has the death warrant. So he can't really go back to
so
the
red carpet premiere is not going to be in Saudi Arabia.
No, it's not going to be filmed there. We're going to stay in L.A. It's going to, but it's filming next fall because if it was summer, it'd be like 120 degrees in the Mojave Desert. So probably not the, we want to get someone, but we have Gary Sinise playing my dad's partner.
That's my dude.
Yeah.
Who?
Gary Sinise. Lieutenant Dan.
Before he went like TV, he was amazing.
Yeah, after his TV show,
what did
he
do? CSI New York was like
that was his last thing, and then he stopped, and he does stuff for the troops now. But
Gary Sinise as an actor was amazing. Him as TV ruined it.
So what? Let's talk. Your dad's awesome. We'd love to meet him, but let's talk about you too.
Yeah.
What got you into the costuming and makeup and everything? Why'd you start doing all that stuff?
I've done singing for a really long time. Okay. And so I really had liked performing and stuff. And in about high school, my friend was like, I do this cosplay thing and it's really cool. And I was like, okay. And then I looked it up and I was like hooked. Like, you're, I watched like, all those like cosplay music video things. And I was just like hooked on it.
What was your first costume?
Biker Ariel. Don't like having documentation of it.
It's your first, you should be proud of it. It's your first one, and that's super creative. It's not just a, right, it's like this one. You're turning a dragon into a human. It's not just a copying a costume that's out there. You have to get creative.
And then I did a burlesque Ursula, and the staff just like fell apart. I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know how to make things.
We don't know what we're doing on this, so I mean, it's fine. We still don't know.
It's all good. But yeah, and so then I just like slowly got into it. And I have Lyme disease, so I've been on chemo for like 3 years.
Okay.
And so it gave me something to do and look forward to, something that I could do at my own pace. So I love it. And it just sort of like kickstarted. Once I did my first con, I saw like people with big costumes getting attention. And I was like, I want all the attention. Then I started looking for like doing like bigger. So my first like big thing was Groot. So like female Groot. So I had a ball gown made out of trees and stuff. So, and then it just has like progressed from there.
Were you at Denver Comic Con in that costume?
Yes.
We interviewed you back on, go to our YouTube channel, check out Behind the Cosplay.
Oh yeah, forever.
Behind the Cosplay is our Project Nerd as well. Yeah.
That was crazy. Like 5 years ago.
Small world, yeah, like seriously.
Yeah.
Small world there.
I remember that video, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that was down in Denver, I think, I don't remember who we had on our team at that time, but we had people doing stuff, and so we already have another video of her on our YouTube channel, go check it out. So, look at that.
Yeah, it's super fun.
I remember that costume. Yeah, very much so. There's also pictures on our Denver Comic Con floor gallery then of it. I think we had a picture or two. So
that was my first big costume. And then ever since then, I've just wanted to do...
bigger and bigger?
Yeah.
Bigger?
So.
What's going to be your first big costume, Gary?
Mine?
Danny DeVito Pikachu.
Yeah, I like that. I like Danny DeVito Pikachu. Pillsbury Doughboy is still like one of my favorites.
How about Florida Man?
Dude, Florida Man. Do you know Florida Man?
No.
Oh my goodness, we've been talking about it all day today. Florida Man, the Reddit, is the best. There was a person in Florida that microwaved a microwave and passed away. They die from microwaving.
It was a little less passed away, more blew himself up.
I want to be like dramatic.
That's an...
So the idea of Florida Man, which our audience now knows thoroughly because we've explained it in like 3 straight episodes, is the headlines are either Florida Man does whatever, Florida Woman does whatever, and they're always just radically weird stories.
Every Florida story.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why it's just become Florida Man does this. So it's one superhero who blows himself up microwaving a microwave. That's who you should dress as.
Yeah.
You could have a small microwave.
Will you like help me with this?
Yeah,
make a
totally,
small microwave under one arm and a bigger microwave under the other arm. And you can put the small.
No, but I just want to be like. I want to be Florida Man.
So just a Florida.
Like I want her to figure out how to make me Florida Man.
Florida.
We're gonna do it, but you have to have a microwave in there somewhere.
Oh, we'll definitely do that. That's easy. This stomach is a perfect microwave. Like it's a dimensionally perfect for.
You
a microwave.
You can put another microwave.
We just need
in
you
there.
To be parts of different crazy stories
oh my
from
goodness.
Florida.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Like there's.
So half his face has to be eaten off because the bath salts.
Oh,
so you do have to make up to where it looks like your face
my God.
Is eating off.
And you have to have a weird tattoo
cheeseburger.
On your head.
Cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Done. They haven't seen me without a hat, so there could be one underneath there already.
Who knows?
Who knows? But what's next? So like when you're dressing up as an amazing dragon, right, from Game of Thrones, what can you tell us what's next? Like what is the next platform you want to go at? So you said you've been challenging yourself from Ariel to now this dragon. What's next?
Well, I'm planning for my next convention and kind of building my portfolio and then just like preparing for the movie, because the reason I got the movie is because of cosplay. So if I hadn't started doing cosplay, I wouldn't have been able to even be anything on the movie, just sit there and freak out whoever they picked to play my dad, which I was told I cannot fangirl, which is not... Like, I'm going to.
So maybe it shouldn't be Chris Pratt then.
That's but it's not like they can kick me off the set. I'm going to have to, I'm allowed to freak out and there's nothing they can do about it.
So I kind of want to be Mark Wahlberg.
Well, that's why you say
I'm throwing my name in the hat.
That was their number one choice, too.
Dude, Mark Wahlberg's amazing.
Yeah.
Triple threat.
What's the triple threat?
Actor, producer, musician. Done.
I was like, I don't think I've ever seen him dance.
Entrepreneur.
Woo! I didn't even say underwear model. I didn't say underwear model.
Well, we'd get free burgers if they cast him.
No. No.
No.
I want, like, a lot of, like, good vibrations. That should be played the entire soundtrack.
Marky Mark and the Funky
Marky
Bunch.
Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
I will let them know. I will try to get that in there for you.
The entire soundtrack is Marky Mark.
Just a little snippet.
At the end, I put, like, this is for you.
Right as they're, like, exiting the desert with AKs being chased.
He's riding off on the camel.
Marky Mark
He's
and
riding
Funky
off on the camel.
Hey, you know what? They're trying to find somebody who's funny, because my dad's whole thing is comedy stuff, too.
You think Mark Wahlberg's funny?
I think he can be.
I'm going to put you on the spot.
I think Jeremy Renner's not as funny.
Mark Wahlberg is funny in, what's the dad? What's the?
Don't, see, he's pulling single dad movies, like Daddy's Home and Daddy's Home 2.
He likes single dad movies?
Oh, yeah, he does. He likes rom-com
I do like romantic comedies, actually, yes. I have no problem, no shame in admitting it. I'm a big fan of Matthew McConaughey romantic comedies.
Good for you.
And I have a collection of at least
15 to 20
musicals.
I can tell he isn't. You are like about to go off.
Oh my god, dude! Rom-coms in general are horrible. They're all, and you throw Jennifer Lopez in anything, it's the worst.
Jennifer
Lopez, Matthew McConaughey.
She's not a good singer, and because I am recording an album with the guy Commodores, so like Brick House. He's their piano player.
Dude, Rick James is my dude.
Yeah. Now, you're just trying to use me to get your little dreams.
No, Rick James is gone. But the Commodores are great.
The couch is still there.
But so you're recording with...
I'm doing an album with him.
With the keyboardist?
Yeah. He's also a producer, and so he's done stuff for Beyonce and Jennifer Lopez, and he said that she can't sing.
So I think the episode will be shorter if we talk about things you're not doing. Because it seems like you're doing everything.
Yeah, I do a lot of... Yeah, it's all creative yourself, things,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it is, really, yeah.
Yeah.
So,
I'm not athletic.
But she's invited me to at least two things at this point. So it's all documented.
I can edit... We can edit that red carpet to look like it's any one of us getting invited.
I'm in a movie, and I'm on the red carpet.
Yeah, we can send you to the red carpet to do interviews for your show. And it's kind of like when Ellen sends out the funniest person.
Yes!
Yeah.
It's just content.
Well, I'm going to design and wear my own dress, which my dad is stressed about, because he doesn't want me to... But I want a dress to look like it's made out of fire.
What is this? Like,
I'm how are you going to do that?
You'll see.
You can talk you can talk to Andrew. He knows the
We started off with today with people's wedding dresses going up in flames. And I'm a little concerned.
It'll be fake fire.
That we know of.
Yeah.
Legally.
I'll bring a flamethrower with me. If the theme's fire, we gotta like...
Oh, I'm so excited for this.
But I'll let him know who they picked to play my dad, and then he can relay it back to you two.
Do we already know it's me?
But you have to... Okay.
I signed the paperwork about 3 months from when this is going to air, so we're good.
Well, you have the humor down, so you're good. You have the one thing...
Dude, I'm excited for the Funky Bunch to come out. Dude,
yeah.
Marky Mark as your dad in the desert.
With the Funky Bunch behind him?
Millions.
Oh, yeah.
Millions.
I'm gonna let the composer know right away.
Marky Mark, Good Vibrations.
Yeah.
Do you even know, like, you're a young person. Do you know that song?
Mm-hmm. Because my dad is 67.
Your dad is, but you're like 22.
Yeah, but...
See, we're keeping it there. Do you know Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch?
If you played me the songs, I would know.
See, but you don't know.
Everybody knows Good Vibrations.
I know Good Vibrations.
What is that?
What other Marky Mark songs do you know?
There was nothing else.
See, there was nothing else.
There was nothing else. He went to then being a model, and then he became Mark Wahlberg Transformers, and now he's Mark Wahlberg.
I feel like he did some movies before Transformers.
But name one.
The Big Hit.
I'm sure he did stuff that nobody knows about.
People like go with The Departed all the time.
Where are we going?
Not really in The Departed.
Oh, I thought you said a movie.
Oh, what was that
horror movie? Oh, Fear.
Yes.
Reese Witherspoon and...
We've named two.
Why can't we just have a marathon of all the like first movies of famous actors? Because I bet they all suck.
I don't know. Brad Pitt's is pretty good.
Yeah.
Thelma and Louise, right?
Okay.
Pretty good.
But we have to find the bad ones.
What is a bad one? This, I mean, he knows all wrong.
Early Brad Pitt one?
No. Oh, just worst first movie of any celebrity actor
that you can think of.
Was The Big Hit Mark Wahlberg's first movie?
No, it was Fear. We
I'm pretty sure.
Fear was his first movie.
Oh, Fear was before that? Okay.
But like, what, George Clooney was TV, right? Mm-hmm. Right? Who else?
I think he immediately just started winning Academy Awards when he started movie acting. So there's, you can't find.
I don't know, my dude was Anthony Edwards in that. That's the dude from my Top Gun.
Oh, yeah.
Right? He, like, George Clooney ruined Chicago Hope for everybody.
It's not a lie.
What is Chicago Hope?
Nanny Patinkin was in Chicago Hope, and no one knows he's in it because George Clooney was in it.
What is Chicago
Hope? Well, he was actually, sorry, he was in ER with Anthony Edwards.
Yeah, ER.
Yeah. Anthony Edwards was amazing. He was in Top Gun. He was awesome. George Clooney ruined everybody.
I like this
It's always
theory.
That big actor like overshadows all the people episode. That were also in it, but you only know the one person.
Yeah.
We're just like how Lady Gaga started acting, and all of a sudden she started getting awards.
I can't go there. Dude, that new movie with Bradley Cooper, I hate it.
Which movie?
A Star is Born? Is that what it is?
Yeah, I saw it.
Everybody else loved
it. I thought the Queen movie was better.
So, yeah.
You liked which one better?
The Queen, like the Bohemian Rhapsody movie.
Oh, Bohemian Rhapsody?
I saw those like back to back, like a day apart, and I was like, this is so much more enjoyable.
Is that why everybody's comparing them though? I guess because it's two like music themed movies that came out around the same time.
It was just more entertaining.
Okay.
It was just, it depends on
I'll withhold comments, mainly because I haven't seen A Star is Born yet, so I have no.
If you
it's
like
Queen versus Lady Gaga.
Endings, I don't know if you're going to like
I
it.
I own the Judy Garland version of A Star is Born, thank you very much. I have the old one.
Woo.
This is Woo. My.
I can read your mind by now. I can just see the. You want to say something, but you're holding.
Anytime you have Queen versus Lady Gaga, Queen will win every time.
But yes. Was that Queen? Those were actors playing.
It doesn't
Queen.
Matter. It's you put Mamma Mia, Bohemian Rhapsody, and A Star is Born. Queen wins.
Where did Mamma Mia come into
that? We got ABBA, Queen,
I was like,
Lady
Mamma
Gaga.
Mamma Mia came out a really long time.
But it's
the
all
new
ABBA
one
music.
Came out, but that
but
was
it's
like
all
summer.
ABBA music.
What does that have to do with anything else being
ABBA,
talked
Queen,
about?
I'm talking about music. ABBA,
but
Queen.
But those are the three you're going to compare.
They're three movies that came out all about music.
There's but more Mamma Mia came movies. Out like years
okay,
ago.
Okay, you tell me another movie about music that came out.
The Greatest Showman just came out last winter.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, a musical pulled musical.
I love musicals.
No. I can't do
I have
it.
A history in theater. See? Well, we're friends.
Name two musicals.
West
we already
story,
did. Mamma Mia and The Greatest Showman.
Okay, name more than three. Les Mis.
Little Shop of Horrors.
You call it musical?
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah.
No.
Phantom of the Opera. Gerard Butler was Phantom of the Opera.
Rock of Ages.
Yes, he was.
No, he
in the
wasn't.
Movie.
Yes, he was.
In
he
the
was
movie.
The
That's who he was.
He was the
Was he really?
Yeah. Rock of Ages, by the way.
Is your opinion changed?
Rock of Ages is horrible.
Repo, the genetic opera.
Yeah, now Gerard Butler's ruined entirely for me.
Hey, Carrie, the Music Man.
Just because
Newsies.
You just... Newsies. I was in Newsies.
Christian Bale's first
Christian
movie.
Bale's in
Christian
that.
Bale's first movie.
He gained like 10 pounds. He won an Academy Award for that one.
See, that's when he started yeah,
he went,
dropping and gaining the weight.
That's when he became Method. He gained 10 pounds and put on a Newsie hat. He got an
yeah.
Oscar for that movie.
I mean, Lady Gaga got nominated for Best Actress in a Movie for the Oscars.
She also got it for like the TV show like American Horror Story, right?
Yeah.
Like it wasn't an Oscar, it was an Emmy.
Yeah,
but now she's been nominated for a Golden Globe.
I don't get it.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Did you see the game show, Game Awards or whatever? It was like 2 days ago.
No.
They actually had like an orchestra that played like Super Smash Brothers music. It was better than the Oscars by far, just because it was really cringy. The guy that won Gamer of the Year, he's a furry.
Yes.
Did you
I saw
see that.
That?
Did you see that?
It was Sonic. I thought it was Sonic the Hedgehog. That's how old I am.
He's
I thought you
like,
put on a Sonic hat. You Sonic the Hedgehog.
Well,
like, no, he's a DJ.
He progressively kept calling things out. He was like, and I'm gay, and I'm a furry, and I'm this. And I was
I'm
like...
new in town.
Yeah. That was...
What are three other things you know
What
about
is it? John Mulaney.
John Mulaney.
Just
yeah.
half of it, he had the head on, and it was like, just...
But no, like, I read like the thing like on Google, right? Like, Sonic wins, blah, blah. I'm like, done. Sonic the Hedgehog. Ooh, that's not what I wanted
that's
to read.
That's not, yet.
That's not Sonic the Hedgehog, Sega
My
Genesis.
My boyfriend took a double take. He's like, I swear to God, did a furry just win? I was like, yeah.
But you also said it was the Game Awards. Like, it's not like we're, like, an EGOT winner here. Like, Come on.
Yeah, but it's still like a ton of people saw it.
It's not like Tracy Jordan.
I was waiting.
You got a ton of people saw
Ninja and a Muppet presented something. It was interesting.
What is it? Was this just called the Game Awards?
Video something game like awards? That.
It was
like
on Spike TV from 1998.
Is Spike TV still a thing?
I probably at this point.
Red Dead Redemption won like best soundtrack, which I was fine with, but they didn't win Game of the Year.
Do you play these video games?
Like, yes.
Yeah? What game are you playing right now?
Red Dead Redemption. That's like all I'm into right now.
Two or
the
like
second
the first
one?
Yeah, yeah. I don't play video.
Well, that's because anybody playing Red Dead Redemption 2 had to uninstall everything else to
play
it.
It's
is it that big?
There's two discs that you have to put in.
It's like 97 gigs, I think. Like 90,
it's
yeah.
ridiculous.
We're going Dreamcast era right now. Like, it's you got to put two discs in.
We're going
well, then
Mama
VR
Mia.
Is
going
to be a thing where everybody's going to have a VR.
Are you excited for that kind of thing or no? It seems like you're like sarcastic, like VR. Psh.
I mean, right now I'm pissy because I don't have enough games because like I'm a horror game person on VR. It's like
so you have a VR.
My boyfriend does, and so I don't have to buy one for $400 because he has one that I can just mooch off of.
And you're playing what on? So what is this VR about? Like, what are you doing? Are you playing a game?
Yeah.
You gotta talk like you'd be like, I'm a 5-year-old.
You don't,
I have no
virtual,
idea what
the
what
virtual
this is.
Reality headset.
I don't know what this is.
You don't know what that
no.
is. You have no idea what that is.
No clue.
You, really?
Yeah.
You've
I just
said
virtual reality. No, I've never put one on.
Well,
I watched like enough like Jimmy
Fallon.
It looks
like it's literally in front of you. Like you turn your head and like it's like you're in the room.
But there's video. There's games that are attached to
yeah.
this.
You have the control. Well, it's either you can sit there and watch like a short film, sort of,
yeah.
in the perspective, or you can play a game. A lot of the horror ones you do just kind of sit and like.
What is a horror game on virtual reality?
I mean, you can't really escape. Like, there's one where you like sit
you
in a bed
this?
And it Why? Jumps
Why
at you.
Why would you purposely want to be scared
there's
and not be able to escape?
There's a Five Nights at Freddy's one where you have
But you
to,
can't escape.
Yeah, that's what makes it fun.
How is that fun?
I like scary. I work at a haunted house.
But you get to leave.
It's another creative thing she does.
Well,
too.
I'm one of the lead makeup artists there. It's actually right across
so
the street.
So when do you sleep? Because it doesn't sound like you sleep at all with everything
do
else.
Do you play ping pong? Because I feel like if I go sports, you might not have done that at some
no.
point. You're like, no, I'm like the Chinese. Like,
I know about sports because my family's like religious about sports.
But you do makeup at a haunted house.
It's right across the street, too.
I'm not going. I already know like you don't want people to leave.
We got number one in the whole state.
Yeah, because you don't want people to leave. From in VR, they can't escape.
You can take the headset off.
That's how you leave? Like, I'm done by trying
house,
to escape.
A haunted house, you have to, like, literally scream certain words for them to let you out, but we don't
so
let you back
Can you, like, touch people over there?
For two nights at the very end, you sign a waiver and you can be touched.
Nope.
I act in line, but I also do makeup. That's sort of what started me on makeup was the haunted house. And then cosplay just sort of brought them together. So it was just kind of like everything. You are the character instead of
right.
just dressing up for how it's like an extra thing. So if it's extra and it's above and beyond.
So it's very gory,
them.
Very blood related. Like all
yeah.
That? Yeah. No.
All right. So Carrie, I think, is more starstruck here than with any of the celebrities from even the film festivals. Ooh. I mean, I want to meet your dad too, but you're impressive as well. The
yeah.
whole family sounds like.
Thank you.
Like, Jeff, why? Like, we just need to go hang out. Over
My mom
there.
Tried to cosplay once, and then she's like, I hate the attention.
What did she
Take
What did she
off.
Cosplay as?
I made her dress up as Mary Poppins, and it was super cute, and she got more attention than me, and I got really upset. I was like, this is my thing.
So when she's like, I don't want to do this again, you're like, that's fine. You
My
don't
dad
have to.
Tried to show up because he likes to dress like Indiana Jones. He just likes to, like, be the adventure-y stuff. He tried to show up, and he got mad that I got more attention than him. I'm like, you get attention everywhere else other than here. Let me
What
have.
Were you dressed up as?
I was Groot. That, so he got pissy.
Was it here in Denver?
This was
we're
like
not in Denver.
5 years ago. We're in Colorado Springs.
We're in Colorado.
This was in Denver Comic Con.
That's what.
Now
See,
it's a different Denver. Name, but.
Yeah. Whatever. Same great con?
You got,
new great name or something
yeah,
like
no,
that?
They
I
were
don't.
Like, and then if you read it, they're like, we were going to change it anyway. And I'm like, but
no, you weren't.
You?
No, you weren't.
Nah. No. And somebody was like, is this because of San Diego? And then in the answer, they were like,
Jeff.
We were going to change it a while, but this just sort of kickstarted us. I'm like, no, it's because of San Diego. You don't have the money to defend yourself.
We
nonprofit.
Protect yourself. All right, plug your stuff before we get out of here. Where can people find you online?
Split Screen Cosplay. So like split and then screen and then cosplay. All one word on Instagram and Facebook.
Okay. No Twitter?
Oh, I do have a Twitter. It's Split Screen Shanny. And then I also have a Twitch, and I do body painting on there, too.
Okay, there you go.
And you can find all the links on my Instagram,
Perfect.
Too. And then you have to come to the haunted house I work at.
No.
I have a snake in line. It's an 8-foot boa constrictor.
Like a real one?
Yes, it's
I'm
my
in.
Friend.
I'm in.
You
I'm
like
in.
Snakes?
Can you please pull out a crocodile or an alligator?
Nope.
We've had animal people bring stuff like that
here
in
it is.
Before.
We'll make it work. We'll make it work.
I can pull you out of the line and have you scare him.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to be a crocodile, dude.
We have a swamp.
Yes, there's a swamp. We're getting a caiman, a crocodile, or alligator.
We have an animatronic alligator and an animatronic
okay.
snake.
Done. Stopping y'all's
Done.
Alligator.
Pro- Done.
To close this
Florida
episode.
Man, alligators, red carpet, and scene.
She'd scare people.
All right. check us out, as always, on Patreon. Once again, thanks to Muse Comics and Games here in Colorado Springs.
Yeah.
And then you see where he's pointing. There's that subscribe button right in that, somewhere in that area. Click it.
Smash
check
it.
Us out. And as always, we'll catch you next week on another episode of I'm Not Famous.
Bye.
Today.